Frankie Lane, an Italian-American singer, died in 2007 after a 75-year career in show business. He recorded a countless number of songs. The one he recorded with Jimmy Boyd in 1953 is entitled "Tell Me a Story." The opening verse goes like this. "Tell me a story, tell me a story, tell me a story. Remember what you said? You promised me, you said you would. You got to give in, so I'll be good. Tell me a story, then I'll go to bed." Frankie Lane, a devout Catholic, would be happy tonight if he were here with us. For we are gathered to hear stories. Stories that we have told throughout our salvation history of how God's love and forgiveness have saved his people. The first story we heard tonight was a story of how God created the heavens and the earth and man and woman in his own likeness. One result of Easter arriving late this year is that Easter falls one day before Earth Day. Now, Earth Day is not a church holiday, but Pope Francis and his two predecessors made it very clear that care for the earth is a Catholic moral issue and a vital concern for the future of the human race. We even determine the date of Easter by the light of the silvery moon. This full moon shone brightly yesterday, Good Friday. Genesis reminds us of our responsibility to care for God's creation. And so many of our Easter hymns include references to elements of creation, praising the risen one and rejoicing on this day the Lord has made. The next story we heard was about God's miraculous intervention in the Israelites' journey to freedom. The Israelites had run into a dead end with their backs against the wall as they stood on the banks of the Red Sea. The greatest army in the world quickly approaches from behind to destroy them with the Egyptian forces bearing down on them. Following God's instruction, Moses extends his arms and parts the waters for the Israelites to pass through. And then raising his arms again, the waters flow back, trapping their foes. Then for the first time in the scriptures, the word glory appears. And we sang, "Let us sing to the Lord. He has covered himself in glory." This is a story that we never tire of telling or hearing, a story that gives glory to God. So when in your story of faith have you run into a dead end or had your back against the wall and experienced an intervention? We then heard the prophecy of Isaiah summoning us to come to the water. Isaiah's prophecy captures some of our Catholic social teaching when he says, come, you who have no money, come, receive grain and eat. Come without paying and without cost. Drink wine and milk. This passage reminds me of the books that we collected from you during this season of Lent, many of them storybooks for children in the CASA foster care program. Court-appointed special advocates for vulnerable children. Come to the water. And then in Paul's letter to the Romans, he speaks of how vital it is to die to our sins through the waters of baptism. And in doing so, we are born to new life. The renewal of our baptismal promises tonight is a story of redeeming love, an opportunity to be born into a new life. Kristen Jones, Alan Ray, in a few moments we will receive you into full communion with the Catholic Church. And before that, you will renew your baptismal promises along with us. In renewing those promises of baptism, we admit that there were times when we missed the mark. These times are like a death experience in that they don't bring any inner peace to us. When have we found times when we may have been wrapped up in satisfying our wants rather than the needs of others? And finally, Luke proclaims the greatest story of all, the story we all want and need to hear before we go to bed, the story of Christ's passion, death, and resurrection. The author of the book Transitions, William Bridges, explains that every new beginning starts with an ending that is followed by a neutral zone, a time when the future is uncertain, and culminates with a new beginning. The crucifixion of Jesus seemingly ended his life. 3 days in the tomb were a dark time of unknowing, a neutral zone, as it were. The women went to the tomb to prepare his body for burial, while the apostles stayed behind mourning. It appears the women, too, have given up hope. On Easter morning at early dawn, as the women walked to the tomb with the spices they had prepared, they were expecting death, not life. It did not occur to them that Jesus was alive. The first Easter testimony is not to the actual resurrection, but to the emptiness of Jesus' tomb. What everyone agrees on, at least, is that the tomb was open and it was empty. Luke says the eyewitness testimony was made by women who were well known and trustworthy in the community of Jesus' followers. These female eyewitnesses make a compelling case for the resurrection of Jesus. Their words and actions teach us that new life is not limited to Easter morning. Instead, it continues in our words and actions today. Faith in the resurrection is not certainty. So today we put our faith in Jesus, who was raised from the dead. We have no proof of this Easter resurrection beyond the faith of all who have gone before us, from Mary Magdalene to Peter to Paul to Kristen and Alan, who become part of our Catholic story tonight. What mystery of faith do you lack understanding of? How might God be calling you to strengthen your belief? And how are you being called to live deeper into this mystery of life coming from death? Tonight, our parish offers you an Easter gift. Matthew Kelly's book, Why I Love Being Catholic. Matthew Kelly posed that question to thousands of people just like you who know the joys and challenges of living out their faith and giving testimony to it every day. Why I Love Being Catholic is an inspiring, down-to-earth collection of their answers to three questions that Matthew Kelly asked them to testify to. Number one, why I love being Catholic. The second question, what is my favorite memory as a Catholic? And the third and final question, as a Catholic, what are your hopes for the future? Kristen and Alan, what are your hopes for the future, becoming our newest in the Catholic faith? Having listened to the stories of our salvation, and having reflected on how God is present to us in our daily lives, let us move now to the Liturgy of Initiation and then go to the Lord's banquet, where we are nourished by his body and blood in the greatest story ever told. And then we'll go to bed.